energy shift got you down? You know, regardless of whether you believe in solar eclipses, sunspot activity, light coming into the planet, frequency shifts, there is definitely something afoot. There is definitely a transformation that is taking place. There is definitely a calling that is going out to each and every one of us to let go of what's no longer serving us, to embody new ways of being, to open up to higher levels of consciousness, awareness, and manifesting power. So with that being said, perhaps maybe recently you've been feeling some shifts taking place. Maybe you're having things that are coming to the surface that maybe might be surprising to you that you didn't know were there. Like, where did that come from? This is not an unusual thing. We're going through a tremendous shift right now. There is a calling card from the universe going, wake up. It's time to shift. It's time to peel back the layers and reveal the divine masterpiece that you truly are. There's, in California here, there's a thing we've heard about many times. It's called liquefaction. So when there's an earthquake, it brings the water in the ground to the surface. And so when there's a lot of energetic activity, which there is right now taking place, there's this liquefaction process that brings to the surface things within your own self. You know, we're these vast, dynamic, energetic beings. We've got stuff stuffed in corners and hidden in back rooms and under the dust in the closet within ourselves that are there but are still reverberating within us 24/7, which are still creating our experiences. And so when light comes into the planet, when energetic shifts are taking place and there's an amplification and a shift in Schumann resonance and frequency, it's going to bring to the surface things within our own selves. In just the last month, I've noticed a tremendous shift within my own self. I had these fears come to the surface. I didn't even realize there were so many fears within me that were coming to the surface. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do with all these? Well, I had to process through that energy. There were things coming to the surface. I was like waking up. I was like sweating. You know, in the beginning part of spring, it was still pretty cool here, even in SoCal, you know, and it's like, what is going on? And I realize that, yes, there are things coming to the surface. There are things coming to the surface for all of us to move through. The problem and the challenges that arise when that happens is that we are masters of trying to sweep stuff under the carpet, of trying to avoid, deny, and not experience the turbulence, the stuff that's getting brought to the surface within our own selves. So what I want to do is I want to share a couple of things that can help you to move through your own energetic shift. The name of the game is all about consciousness expansion. The name of the game is all about evolution. The name of the game is all about enlightenment, enlightening your energy. It's time to let go of the denseness. It's time to let go of the heavy stuff that we've all been carrying from one time or another because of our past experiences, because of things that have happened in our lives. And we're being called to let that go, to move through it, and to step into a higher frequency bandwidth where we can move up that cosmic radio dial and start tuning into new levels of higher power, to start tuning into new levels of healthness and vitality, connected relationship, deepened spiritual connection, all the things that are available to us. And along with that, just like the frosting on the cake, enhance our manifesting power. So the question is, what's arising within you? What are you allowing or experiencing in your life as a result of the shift that's taking place in the world, this amplification process that's happening right now? And ask yourself this, are you allowing yourself to feel and process through all that arises? So a couple little things to help you out. Number one, watch how you not deal with your feelings. Okay, really take a look at that. For me, I like crunchy stuff, man. Give me little crunchy things. You know, I'm like the beaver, little wood chips flying. You know, when I get really stressed out or I'm dealing with a lot of things, I can go down that path. And I really have to watch myself to make sure that, you know, I want to like put the crunchies aside. I'm gonna allow myself to feel and breathe through. So it's about really noticing what you do to not feel, whether it's scrolling, whether it's binge watching Netflix, whether it's eating lots of food, drinking six pack of beer, whatever it might be. We all have them, those little vices that help us to survive in our experience, right? Really notice what that is and open to the possibility of curtailing that activity so that you can allow yourself to feel. The other thing is never deny the power of your intention and your ability. You know what? I'm setting the intention to move through this. I'm setting the intention to let go of that fear. I'm setting the intention to release this anger that I'm feeling that's arising within me. I don't even know why. You don't need to know why. All you have to do is step into your ability to command energy. And why not start with commanding the energy within your own self? I'm letting go of this feeling of fear. I'm letting go of this anger. I'm letting go of this self-doubt. Whatever it is, breathe through it, let it go. But you set the intention. So first of all, number one, you allow yourself to feel, you curtail the activity that disconnects you from your emotional energy. You set the intention to let it go. And number three, you dive in and you allow yourself to feel, to cry, to be angry. Write it down on paper. Burn the piece of paper. Whatever you got to do to process through that energy, move through it. And out of that process, you're freeing yourself to soar. Out of that process, you're beginning to shift your energy and your frequency and your vibration. We all go through life with this tremendous backpack on our backs. And within that backpack is all the stuff that happened between age 0 to 7, those beliefs of not good enough, I don't deserve, I'm not lovable, whatever they might be. We all have them. It's part of the human experience. You know, they're like a weight set in the backpack. There's like a small motor vehicle, a refrigerator, all these heavy things that we carry. And as we move through life, we wonder why it's hard. We wonder why it's burdensome. Well, this is an opportunity for you to feel, to let go, and begin to reach in the back of your backpack and set there on the side of the road. Don't worry about leaving it there. There's a cleanup crew that's going to come and pick it up, okay? Put it on the side of the road and continue your forward movement to creating the life of your dreams, to expressing your purpose, to being your authentic self. But as long, at least at this point, in our human experience, you're going to have to learn how to process your emotional energy and to free yourself from the old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old stories of not good enough, I don't deserve, I'm anything but holy, you know, money is the root of all evil, all the stuff that we've been programmed with. It's time to free ourselves from those things that bind us. It's time to free ourselves from the things that are not love, that are not possibility, that are not unlimited potential. So, with that being said, I invite you to be courageous, to take a look within you. What's been arising within you the last couple of weeks? What's been arising with you? Maybe it's fear. Maybe you're engaging in too many CNN or Fox News headlines. You know, fear, economic meltdown, division, racial tension. Turn away from that. Let go of that fear. So curtail from the activity that prevents you from feeling. Set the intention to move through it. Dive into it. Feel it. Breathe it out. Let it go. Scream. Cry. Whatever you got to do. Get it out of your system. This too shall pass. And as a result, free yourself to soar. So with that being said, I invite you to take some nice deep breaths. Breathing. Allowing yourself to feel. We all hold so much within. And we're emerging into a time right now. Being put pushed, shoved, and invited. To let go of what binds us. And what prevents us from soaring. You know, we are these beautiful, dynamic, energetic beings shifting and moving through frequency. And we have this ability, and we're in the process of awakening it, our capacity and our ability to command it, to move it, to release it, to dissipate it, and to increase the frequencies of those things that are going to support us, whether that being love, compassion, peace, whatever it might be, these qualities of the heart that lift us to new heights. Through that mastering process, we unfold our ability to compose the life of our dreams and truly step into being part of the shift that's taking place on the planet today. We all came here to play at this time, man, to move through our stuff, to evolve, to unfold, to shine. I want to just send you all kinds of good vibrations as you move forward on your journey to letting go of what's no longer serving you, and embodying the truth of who and what you are. Who you are matters. Your light matters. And the more that you can unveil that, the more it's going to transform every facet of your life and ultimately help change the world we live in. So thank you for your commitment to evolving your life, healing and expanding, and ultimately learning how to wield your creative mastery. Ooh, sounds good, right? Listen, make sure you come back and tune in on the weekend on my YouTube channel, because you're going to have an opportunity to dive in deeper into this process that I shared today to really help you to move through some of those things that have been arising here recently that you're being called to let go of, to release. It's time to soar. It's time to fly. It's time to be more enlightened. And then, of course, if you haven't, hit that subscribe button, because I'm definitely going to be delivering more content, more music, more mindsets to support you on your journey to moving forward and enlightening your energy and unveiling the divine masterpiece that's within you. And I look forward to sharing. And then, of course, you can always get a free track of music at markromeromusic.com/gift, markromeromusic.com/gift. Download it today, play it, breathe in those notes. Anytime that you feel yourself struggling through life, it'll help you to shift and move through that energy. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. You better have a harmonious day, right? Take care.